From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour with news that former senator and presidential contender John Edwards has admitted to having an extramarital affair. He made that admission in a taped interview that will air tonight on ABC's Nightline, and also in a statement out today. For more than 6 months, John Edwards has been denying reports of the affair with a woman named Riel Hunter. She did video work for his presidential campaign. Late last month, the senator was confronted by reporters for the National Enquirer at a California hotel where the woman was staying. He had this to say the next day.
I don't talk about these tabloids, and the tabloid trash is full of lies. I'm here to talk about helping people.
Tabloid trash full of lies. Well, now John Edwards says he lied, although he says he did not father the daughter who Riel Hunter gave birth to in February. And in his statement today, he says, "I was and am ashamed of my conduct and choices, and I had hoped that it would never become public." NPR's David Folkenflik has been following this and joins us from New York. And David, let's lay out the chronology of this story as John Edwards is telling it now.
Well, John Edwards tells Nightline, and in his statement also says that he did, in fact, have an affair with Riel Hunter, this woman who did work for his campaign, back in 2006 in the early stages of the campaign. He was very clear with Nightline. He said that he was not in love with Ms. Hunter. And he said that back in 2006, after the affair that lasted a few short months, that he told his wife and tried to restore faith with his family, but had hoped to keep this private, as you just mentioned.
And David, this story has been kicking around for a long time, and John Edwards, as we said, denies fathering this baby. In fact, it's a former John Edwards campaign aide who has come forward, also married, and said he is, in fact, the father of that child.
That's right. Edwards said that that he could not have been the father because of the timeline of the affair ending after a few months, that he was not involved with Ms. Hunter at the time the child was conceived. He now says in the statement that he's willing to take a paternity test. You know, the statement is actually fascinating, too, because he addresses his conduct. He talks about his private shame, his attempts to restore faith with his family. And then he has this excerpt I just want to read to you. He says, quote, "In the course of several campaigns," meaning for the presidency, "I started to believe that I was special and became increasingly egocentric and narcissistic. If you want to beat me up, feel free. You cannot beat me up more than I've already beaten up myself. I have been stripped bare."
Now, we mentioned the timing, this that he apparently told his wife of the affair back in 2006. That would be before he officially announced his campaign. It was after that that Elizabeth Edwards announced that her cancer, her breast cancer, has recurred and it's incurable.
That's right. He tried, according to ABC News, he tried to stress the point that that this affair occurred at a time when Ms. Edwards was in remission. Her struggle with this terrible disease, you know, was part of his decision to run and his calculus to run. They were public about that. She made that part of the driving force in her desire to have health care reform. And, you know, he's trying to in some ways navigate this delicate point, which is that, of course, it seems that he betrayed a woman who herself was terribly, terribly sick. You know, he justifies it by saying in his statement, "I was 99% honest." You know, and he denied the National Enquirer story on the basis of what he says are the falsities of its accusations that he was the father of the baby. At this point, clearly not tenable anymore, and he acknowledges that.
David, what's known about the work that Riel Hunter did for John Edwards' presidential campaign?
Well, in 2006, she started doing several, just about four or five, I think, web videos for former Senator Edwards. She was paid over $100,000 for that effort by a political action committee for Mr. Edwards, ending, I believe, in early 2007 over roughly a four-month period.
And ABC Now is also reporting that John Edwards' national financier, Fred Barron, has said he also made payments to Riel Hunter that John Edwards didn't know about. There's been a lot of question about how she could afford to be staying in these incredibly lavish houses on her salary.
That's correct. Edwards says in a statement today, he says, quote, "I have also not engaged in any activity of any description that requested, agreed to, or supported payments of any kind to the woman or to the apparent father of the baby." And it's worth noting that a former campaign aide, has taken responsibility for being the father of the child and has asked for privacy for himself and his family.
A different campaign aide than the national finance chair we just mentioned, we should
Indeed, say. Indeed. That's correct. Andrew Young is his name.
David, why now? Why would John Edwards be coming out making this admission right now after all these months of denials?
Well, there's increasing concern. This story has gone from the blogosphere and the National Enquirer to the mainstream press. A number of senior Democrats have been quoted saying that were he not to address this issue, it would cloud any address he would make to the Democratic National Convention, which is, of course, scheduled for later this month and might somehow overshadow the message of hope and change that Senator Obama is putting forward. Doing it tonight may help it get lost a little bit in the mix as the Olympics opening ceremonies are getting lavish coverage on NBC and much more attention from the American press. And, you know, he's hoping to salvage whatever political future he might have, although I must say he's certainly off any vice presidential list, and any notion of a political future looks very, very dim at this time.
Okay. NPR's David Folkenflik in New York. David, thanks very much.
You bet.